next guest made his network television debut on this very program and his second comedy album entitled Relentless. I have a copy of it right here. This will be available in the record stores in April. So, folks, do us a favor. Welcome back to the program, Bill Hicks. Bill!
Thank you. Just flew in. Let me get this straight. They don't allow smoking on airplanes, right? But they allow children. All right, whatever. I smoke, so I'm trying to quit flying. And I would quit smoking, but you non-smokers make me want to smoke. You make me so nervous, you know. Say the dumbest things. I was down at 42nd and 8th earlier doing some late Christmas shopping for myself. And this guy says to me, "Hey, man, quit smoking. You get your sense of smell back." Which is exactly what I'm looking for when I'm in 42nd and 8th Street in New York City. My sense of smell. Is that urine? I think I smell a dead guy. Honey, look, a dead guy. Covered in urine. Check this out. Just think, if I'd been smoking, I never would have found him. It's good to be in New York. People, at least outside, you know, people don't go out anymore, man, you know? Because you watch the news, you get the impression you walk out your door, you're immediately going to be raped by some crack-addicted, AIDS-infected pit bull, you know? Just some horrible CNN tale. Honey, I'm going to check the mail. What do you say we stay inside tonight, honey? Let the Domino's guy deal with that thing out there. Yeah, Domino's, send another car over. I know it's the third one. That last guy almost made it. Pretty soon, we're all going to be locked in our homes, man. No one in the street but Domino's guys and armored Chevettes with turrets. Yeah, the news is too apocalyptic, man. You ever sit around and watch CNN longer than, say, 20 hours in one day? It's unbelievable. Watch just the headline news at the beginning. This half hour, war, famine, death, AIDS, homeless, recession, depression, drought, flood. And the Hollywood Minute. I don't like Ted Turner because he's colorizing black and white films. Don't do that. He says if you colorize black and white films, more people will watch them. Yeah, maybe that's why people don't read anymore. Books are in black and white. Maybe Ted Turner's next venture will be to turn every book into a coloring book. Boy, I love reading. Yeah, you're going out of the line. Oh, no, I've been reading all day. And I'm sick of these polls, man, on CNN. I'm sick of the polls. I've never been polled. By round of applause, how many people here have never been polled? About 60% of you. Well, I just polled you, so there. They're so misleading. I saw one that said, how many people disapprove of George Bush's handling of the country? 79%. Of these same people, how many will vote for him again in November? 79%. Where did they take that poll at? Some S&M parlor? Ow, more. Ow, don't stop. And I'm sick of these test audiences for movies. You know, I went and saw Basic Instinct over the weekend. Highly disappointed. And I come to find out all the lesbian love scenes were cut out because a test audience was turned off by them. Boy, is my thumb not on the pulse of America here. If I had been in that test audience, the only one out front protesting would be Michael Douglas demanding his part be put back in. Disgusting. And Geraldo, I watched Geraldo, he got plastic surgery done on himself on the air in the name of journalism. Yeah, I can't wait till he tries that Kevorkian suicide machine. Thank you.